painting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman emphasized that Indonesia is ready to achieve full food self-sufficiency this year, coinciding with the 80th anniversary of the country's independence. According to him, this target is made possible by the support of President Prabowo Subianto and the hard work of all ranks within the ministry and farmers in the field. Sulaiman noted that by September 2025, the national rice production is projected to have a surplus of 4.86 million tons of rice stocks at the state logistic agency have also reached 4.2 million tons. And the next news. A senior legislator on Sunday praised Jakarta police for seizing 516 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine and dismantling major international drug trafficking network. Saroni, deputy chair of the House of Representatives Commission 3 overseeing legal affairs, said busts of this scale are crucial to breaking the drug trade supply chain. The Jakarta Metro Police announced on Friday that 7 suspects has been arrested in connection with the case, including 2 alleged kingpins and 5 couriers. And that was the news. From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and at RI Digital mobile application.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voi listener and RR Inet viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 1 hour, providing you with lots of news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And Voi listener, this beautiful day of Monday, even though it's going to be a free day for all of us, right now I'm here providing you with lots of news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia to the world. Ever listener, what would you like to do on the weekend, especially in this free time? For me, I like to go home and play some games and, yeah, play with my friends, of course. As a Voi listener, don't forget that you can always tune in to our online streaming to learn and do things. And listen to our program in our online streaming voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in RRE Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And so, Voi listener, don't go anywhere, because after this, there will be a special interview only on Voice of Indonesia. So stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And please enjoy Alvi Ref featuring Novia Bahmit with Wonderland Indonesia to start off this broadcast.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.
Kota baru gunungnya bermega, bermega bagaimana pur di Samarkara, bagaimana pur di Samarkara. Batamu lawanlah Arinda, Arinda imam bidadara, Samalaya imam bidadara, Samalaya.
Yang sedia. Can you hear it? The song of the universe. The voice is calling me. It's echoes of our past in a place before this time. They hold answers to who we are. They know where we come from. But why are they calling and asking me to feel this sacred land, Jaffa?
Thank you. 하여 장갑.
It's everlasting beauty connecting us with our past and future. within all of us.
Voy listener, right now, before we begin today's interview, there will be a special report on the spot from RRE Merauke. And Voy listener, as you know, the 80th Indonesia independence was yesterday, and now, reporting from Merauke, from the line of Papua comes a refreshing treat that's winning hearts in Merauke, and it's called Cendol Sagu, a sweet, chewy, and icy drink, and that's perfect for hot, sunny days. And right now, I'm not alone, Voy listener. We are here in this studio reporting live from Merauke with Jessica Ardana. How are you, Ka? And can you tell us about the Cendol Sagu sweets that we are going to see right now? Okay, maybe there's a little connection issues from the spot right there. And Voy listeners, speaking of food, my favorite food right now is cendol. Cendol is actually quite good, but the cendol we have from here and maybe from over there in Merauke is quite different, because cendol over here is sweet. I don't know the material so much, but it is very good for you to do and get refreshing drinks, and it is also went into be quite a topping for food and drinks, actually, Voy listener. And one of them is cendol. I don't know if you can use it with milk, you can use it with green tea, because cendol is such a great drink to have. And Voy listener, speaking of cendol, because I'll be right back, and of course we are be here providing you with the latest information, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia.
Baju lari mesin-mesin ini begitu tangguh, mustahil terkejar. Meski sudah maksimal 1000 langkah kakiku, berhenti sejenak. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Tersita waktu di layar. Pa
Daripada sibuk berselancar. Jeda dulu reda. Boleh juga lama tak apa. Antik tak harus robotik. Kau sudah cantik, yeah. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya.
Okay, for your listener, after this, we will go back to RRA Merauke with the report on Cendol Sagu. And right now, the Cendol Sagu is one of the most interesting food in Merauke right now and is quite popular from Jessica's statement before. And for listener, right now we will have the report from Merauke with Jessica. Hello, Jessica. Can you tell us about the Cendol Sagu to our listener?
Okay. Hello, Ray. Also, listener of Viewers of Voice of Indonesia. Cendol Sagu, a sweet traditional drink from Papua, is becoming more and more popular here in Merauke. The chewy sagu mixed with palm sugar and milk makes it taste so different from the usual cendol you might know. The recipe is actually simple. Just sagu flour, water, sugar, and milk But from those simple ingredients, you get a truly unique and authentic local flavor. Served with ice, cendol sagu is the perfect refreshment under the hot Barokesan. If you love sweet and refreshing drinks, this one is definitely worth a try. Elvin, a local seller, has been making and selling this cendol sagu since 2019. Every day, her stall opens from 10 in the morning until 9 at the night. Whenever there's a bazaar or festival, her booth is always packed with customers. On busy days, her sales can even reach millions of rupiah. Even without much support from the government, Elvin keeps going strong to preserve this Papuan specialty. For her, it's about keeping local traditions alive and sharing the taste with more people. And who knows, one day, cendol sagu could be as popular across Indonesia as it is here in Papua. So if you ever visit Merauke, don't miss the chance. Cool down and enjoy a glass of sweet, chewy, and refreshing cendol sagu. I'm Jessica from Merauke, South Papua for Voice Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Okay, thank you so much, Jessica, for the report. So for a listener, if you are going to the east side of the Indonesia or the west side, you can immediately try a cendol sagu to enjoy the ice cold drink, especially during the summer heat. And for a listener, thank you so much. And thank you, Jessica, for the report. And stay tuned with us, for a listener, for more information from Indonesia, only a Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome to a special episode of VOI Talk. And right now, in the studio, live on Voice of Indonesia English broadcast, where today I'm going to discuss something outside Indonesia. Not just outside Indonesia, but it is actually in Indonesia. But it is quite an interesting program. And with the theme of today, Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship in 2025. And of course, I'm not alone. I'm here with three honorable guests. We have here Ibu Ani Nigeriawati. How are you, Bu?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so then we have two guests from outside of Indonesia, and one of them is Emmanuel Kiganza. How are you today?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here today.
Yeah. Okay, so, and finally we have Monoj Kadga. I'm sorry, I don't want to mispronounce your name. Okay, so Emmanuel and Monoj is a student from Nepal and Tanzania. Mm-hmm. So they are coming to Jakarta, Indonesia, to Universitas Negeri Jakarta to learn more about the cultures and arts of Indonesia there. Mm-hmm. So without any further ado, let's begin the interview. So you don't have to be nervous. It's just going to be a chill conversation between us.
Sure.
Okay, so first I would like to ask Bu Ani first.
Yeah.
So could you explain a little bit to us about the vision and objectives behind this Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program? And I heard it's been started since 2003.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. So Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship, mm-hmm. it was first introduced in 2003. Mm-hmm. It is now one of our flagship programs. It is the instrument for us mm-hmm. to bring mm-hmm. our partner countries closer mm-hmm. to Indonesia. It is an instrument of soft power diplomacy to strengthen people-to-people contact. And it is one of the most effective cultural diplomacies that we have been undertaking. And we have alumni of this program. Since it was introduced in 2003, we have 1,069 alumni from 84 countries. Oh. And now with the participants in this program this year, we are going to have 1,081 alumni from 85 countries. Because Nepal,
it's the first.
This is the first for Nepal.
Okay. Yeah.
We are welcoming Nepal to the family of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship.
Okay, that is amazing, everyone. You can clap if you want.
Yay.
So Indonesia is keep expanding its bilateral relation between other countries also.
Yes.
And of course, Nepal is the newest one. So I would like to ask Manoj. Manoj. So can you explain to me, how do you find out about this program, and maybe like, is there any like a test to go to Indonesia or like a assignment to do before you go to Indonesia?
So how I came to know about this program was back in my country. I do some international programs, like many countries from all over the world come to us and we do some programs. And from that, there is one sir of us that he told me, "Oh Manoj, if you are interested, I know you love exploring the countries and you love exploring the cultures. So yeah, you should go there and give it a go." So I was really excited, and knowing about this Indonesian culture, it's been really excited and good for me. And yeah, from that I got the chance, and yeah, I just applied it, and maybe
we did the, you know, did the selection.
Oh, selection. Okay.
And he was elected.
Congratulations. Selamat, we say, as we say it in Indonesia. Okay, so moving on to Emmanuel.
Yes.
So how do you know about this program? And maybe like, it's going to be a different question from Manoj. Maybe like, what is your most memorable thing when you first come to Indonesia? Is it like the suddenly when you came and then the weather suddenly like burst through your face?
Oh,
like,
oh, so that is so interesting question. My first impression when I came to Indonesia, first I can categorize it. First, when I take off the plane, the incredible hospitality of the people of Indonesia was so amazing. Just imagine, I was in airport and I asked someone about something and he don't know English, but we communicate. Yeah, so we communicate and he show me the way. So it was so amazing. It's not everywhere that you can get that hospitality. Yeah, that is first one. And the second one is weather. In Indonesia, it's a little bit different to my country. I was like, oh, so this I feel in Indonesia. Yeah. And then another is building, yes, building. Culture, yes, culture, and everything, people, foods.
Okay.
Yeah, music. Yeah, it's so unique. I feel like, oh, this is so good. Yeah. And while we are continue to our program, I was like feeling like, oh, so this program is so it's so important. Maybe I can be like an ambassador to my fellow youth, so I can tell what I feel right now. Yeah, it's so amazing.
Okay, I think we're going to have the next ambassador of Tanzania. Okay, that's really amazing. So, coming again to Buani, I would like to ask you, like, in this program, so since 2003, it keeps expanding and expanding. And I heard that since today's program is going to be held until the 23rd of
August.
August, yes. Yeah. 23rd of August. Will the students over here experience the Indonesian independence? And I think I would like to know, what are you planning to show them
right
from the Kemlu side of the story?
Yes, basically now they are officially friends of Indonesia.
Oh, wow.
By joining, participating in this program, they are friends of Indonesia. And when they return to their home country, we would like them to connect with our embassies or our missions in their respective countries. Therefore, while they are here, we want to introduce them as much as possible what we can offer, not only about the culture itself, but also the tradition, way of life, and then how Indonesian people live together side by side, as well as we are approaching the celebration of our Independence Day. We are going to have them actually in our carnival on the 17th of August to celebrate the our Independence Day, Indonesia's Independence Day. We are going to have a carnival in Monas, and yeah, as part of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs carnival.
Okay, so coming to Monas, especially on the Independence Day, I think there will experience many festive
things.
You can see jets flying around the Monas, as you heard over here. And then, like, I think, is there a chance for them to, like, meet maybe with the president of Indonesia if they have the chance, like,
well,
the parade?
There is no schedule for doing so, but they already met with our vice foreign minister and had chit chat, and then already visited our ministry's building as well to visit the Gedung Pancasila. And then thing from the University of Negeri Jakarta already took them around Jakarta as well to introduce them with the historical buildings and the beautiful sights that Jakarta can offer.
Okay, that is really amazing. And so, moving back to the two of you, I heard that you went to Universitas Negeri Jakarta. Actually, I'm an alumni there. And so, what do you think about when visiting to Universitas Negeri Jakarta, and what did my campus, like our Universitas Negeri Jakarta, showed you around Jakarta, Indonesia? Is there like any stories that you would like to share to us?
maybe story. It's like many of students. It's the same hospitality from students to other people. They something we share different things, some story, some culture, because I'm from another place. They from here, so they are interesting to know much better about my culture, my country. How do we live? Our food the same to Indonesian, so it's good.
What about you, Manoj?
Yeah, when we go to UNJ, every day there's something happening. A lot of students are doing many activities, and we just see that and we are enjoying it. And sometimes we talk with them, and we went to a few buildings, a few faculties. Everything was great, so yeah, it was great.
Okay.
It's great.
Okay, so maybe the question for the three of you, I would like to ask you, how are you going to spend, since we are in the festive mood, especially for the 80th anniversary of, and I mean the 80th Independence Day of Indonesia. Is there any plans on from the ministry and also the both of you to like celebrate the Independence Day?
As far as I know, Universitas Negeri Jakarta on the 17th of August, they're going to organize competition, you know, like festivities in their campus where they can, you know, join, such as, you know, like the activities, sport activities, and other activities that you normally have during the celebration of Indonesia's Independence Day. Those kind of activities, they're going to have it. And in the evening, they're going to be taking part in the carnival that I mentioned in Monas.
Okay. So it is going to be a busy schedule for you this Sunday.
So you will enjoy it.
You will enjoy it. Yeah. Of course you must enjoy it. Yeah. Okay, now speaking outside of the topic, I would like to ask about the culture of Indonesia. Maybe like, can you tell me what is your most unique and tasty food maybe when you visit Indonesia?
Yeah, there are like lot of it. And especially the friend of mine, they recommended me, you should try this. So the martabak.
Oh, martabak?
Yeah.
Okay.
The martabak, I like it. It's really good. Uh-huh. And about the curry, the rendang.
Rendang.
Chicken rendang.
Chicken rendang.
I really like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So martabak, is it the sweet one or the egg one?
It's the chocolate peanut one.
Oh, chocolate peanut.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. So it's quite unique. Usually what they usually mention is rendang, but when you say martabak, it's like, oh, it's new. The one who recommends you that is, should get applause for it.
Yeah, I'll give them applause.
Emmanuel, what about you?
There is a lot of food. Every day, like, I try a new thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I forget name, but I remember, like, oh, there's something. But my favorite is nasi goreng.
Nasi goreng, of course. I agree with you, because that's my favorite as well.
Yes.
Maybe, like, Buani, maybe what is your favorite food in Indonesia? Since the ministry go around taste food.
Interestingly, my directorate of public diplomacy, are taking care of the promotion of Indonesian food. We have this program, what we call it, the Indonesian Gastro Diplomacy Series. We promote our food to international audience. And from the ministry itself, we do have this database, what we call it, dashboard of Indonesian Gastro Diplomacy, that presents the number of Indonesian restaurants overseas, as well as the most favorite Indonesian food overseas. Five. First one is rendang. Second one, nasi goreng. Third one, gado-gado. The fourth one is satay. And the fifth one is noodle. Like meatball. Noodle, bakso, and then rank six is soto. Yes.
Okay. Speaking of food, I'm getting really hungry after. Okay. As we are reaching the afternoon, I'm going to ask the final question for the three of our honorable guests here. Like, can you say three words for the Independence Day of Indonesia and maybe in Indonesia in general? Describe it in three words. It's simple. You like food, unity, and hospitality. It's good enough. Okay,
that's the one.
Make your own. Don't use mine. Okay.
Maybe start from you.
Hospitality. Unit.
Unit.
And friendship.
Friendship.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes, of course. The friendship between nations is really important as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And Monaj.
One, diversity.
Diversity.
And another, I shouldn't miss food.
Food, okay.
Yeah, and the culture.
Culture.
Yeah.
And maybe Bu Ani, describe this program in three words. Not Indonesia, but this program.
This program.
Yes.
Friendship. People to people.
People to people, okay.
Contact.
All right.
Friends of Indonesia.
You heard it there, folks. And thank you so much for the three of you for coming to the studio and share your experience and describing to us about this program, especially here in Voice of Indonesia. Okay, thank you so much, Buani, Emmanuel, and Manoj for coming here.
Thank you so much.
And for listener, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this special interview. And it is really unique. And I hope the best for Indonesia and also the other countries that is in relations with Indonesia and keep getting closer together and maybe spread the words of peace from Indonesia to the world in the future, and maybe from Nepal and Tanzania to the world.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening. My name is Ray, and I'll see you in the other episode of Special Interview with the Voice of Indonesia VI Talk. My name is Ray, and stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you so much for listener for accompanying me in this special Indonesia Today in RRInet. And don't go anywhere, because after this, Voice of Indonesia will keep still being here, providing you with lots of news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And stay tuned with us always in Voice of Indonesia, before you send your messages through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI listeners at gmail.com, and also our WhatsApp number in +62 8212381213 0. Thank you so much, RRNet viewers. My name is Ryan. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRNet.
Tati, mau bilang apa sama Ludi?
The best husband ever. Disuruh milih pun, aku pasti akan balik ke dia lagi sih. Aku suka lupa untuk perasaan suami sendiri ya, kayak gimana untuk perasaan suami itu. Ternyata juga sedih, cuman aku selalu ngarepin dia untuk kuatin aku. Mungkin ternyata dia juga butuh sebenarnya dikuatin.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua?
Haruskah ku memendam sendiri